This episode is brought to you by Dietz and Watson.
Molly, it's time we have the talk about hot dogs.
Okay. Well, hey, I'm looking for a hot dog that's the real deal, Matthew.
Like a classic hot dog that, like, when you think of, like, the platonic ideal of a hot dog, I recommend Dietz and Watson's Dietz dogs.
Ah, well, I've heard that they're handcrafted and made using only Dietz and Watson premium meat.
I can vouch for this because Dietz and Watson sent us a big box of hot dogs and other delights, and wife of the show, Lori, and I had them for dinner last night. We had the classic beef Dietz dogs with toasted buns with sauerkraut and pickled jalapenos and Dietz and Watson ballpark-style yellow mustard.
Do you think you'd recommend Dietz and Watson hot dogs for fried rice?
Oh, yeah. Fried rice with some sliced hot dogs. I'm going to be doing that soon. Wife of the show, Lori, is going to be making the hot dog flour buns from Christina Cho's cookbook, Mooncakes and Milk Bread. Very excited for this.
And I'm especially pleased because Dietz and Watson does things the right way. So this means, like, no additives, no fillers, no artificial flavors, no cutting corners. You can feel good about this stuff.
Dietz and Watson. It's a family thing since 1939.
Shop now at dietzandwatson.com/the right way.
That's Dietz, D-I-E-T-Z, and watson.com/the right way. This episode is brought to you by Sock Club.
Sock Club is, well, the newest club that Matthew and I are a part of. In fact, kind of the only club that we're a part of. And I am psyched because what this means is that I get quality American-made socks sent straight to my door every month.
Yeah, I got a pair of Sock Club socks just the other day. They are some beautiful gray woolen camp socks that are keeping me warm at night. You know what else is cool about Sock Club? When you open the package, they have a real wax seal holding the paper closed around the socks. It's an affordable luxury.
Socks have never felt so classy. To me or to you. I'm just going to speak for you here, Matthew.
Please do. No, you are, after 7 years working together, you are entitled to speak for me on all topics, especially socks. So
great.
If you want to get 15% off a Sock Club subscription, and I know you do, it can be for you or for someone you love, go to sockclub.com and use the discount code MILK at checkout. I'm Matthew.
And I'm Molly.
And this is Spilled Milk, the show where we cook something delicious, eat it all, and you can't have any.
Today, we are tasting Icelandic junk food.
So, how do we do this?
This is not an easy episode.
Okay, so here's what happened, and this is not a joke and not funny. Listener Erin, I met up with her and her friend Kirsten, and they gave us some Icelandic junk food based on listener Erin's frequent trips to Iceland as a linguist studying the Icelandic language. And then as of the time we're recording this last week, listener Erin died. So this episode is in memory of listener Erin, who was a, you know, I only met her one time and was a really cool person and was, you know, super nice to hang out with. And I feel really bad about this. But her friend Kirsten asked if we would do the episode and dedicate it to listener Erin, which of course we will do, and we're gonna try and be funny.
Okay, Erin wrote us a really wonderful letter about Icelandic junk food, and she also included in it some Icelandic phrases, and I'm sure she would be really delighted, Matthew, if we would try to pronounce them.
Yeah.
Okay. So it looks like the phrase Icelandic phrases is going to be pronounced Islensk or Dalisk. I mean, or Dalist.
Islensk or Dalisk. I don't know how to pronounce this. I think that's a thorn or an eth. I've just told you everything I know.
This language contains a thorn as a letter?
I think Icelandic contains a thorn as a letter. Icelandic linguists, come to our Facebook page, facebook.com/spilledmilkpodcast.
Okay, so nami. This means sweets or candy. It comes from children saying nami nami when chewing. It also comes from me saying nami nami when chewing.
That was the origin.
Okay.
Pilsa. The famous Icelandic hot dog, which unfortunately did not make the trip back with me, served on a bun with fresh onions, fried onions, mustard, hot dog sauce, and remoulade sauce, white sauce, which also has no English equivalent. I mean, but remoulade is a thing.
Yeah, remoulade. But that's a French equivalent.
Did I mention the hot dogs are made with lamb? This sounds pretty great.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Drutlus Sokur, dirty sock, basically means asshole. Wow, thanks, Aaron.
Wait, is that one of the things she said?
That's what she said. Oh my gosh, Aaron, thank you so much.
I can't
for
wait to
giving
taste
us
that.
This.
And
oh, no, I think she's just giving us Icelandic phrases. Oh, this okay. is not what's in the box.
I thought this was a list of the
she
things in the box.
She just wondered, like, she thought we might need to say Drutlus Sokur.
Probably we will need to say that before the episode is over. Helvetis Goat. Damn good. Oh, Helvetis Goat. Damn good.
Yes, Helvetis Goat.
Also, I like the cat stationery that she sent it on.
So she bought most of these items at Bonus, a quirky value grocery with the cutest pig logo ever. Oh, God. Molly, I'm so sorry. There's so much licorice. It's pretty unavoidable.
I was just going to say, I see something here that I am very excited
as
to taste.
Icelanders like to put that stuff in everything, even alcohol. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, let's get started. Should we begin on the savory end of things with the bacon?
Bonus snack. Oh, yeah. Here's the Bonus logo. It's on the Bonus brand. Snack
wow,
bacon.
This pig has some crazy eyes. Jeez, that pig
Whoa.
Looks rabid. Somebody needs to put that pig down.
And we're going to do that by eating these bacon chips.
Bonus.
Oh, wow. These they're pork rinds, I think. Pretty good.
Oh, I'd like to be drinking a beer right
mm-hmm.
now.
These are interesting. These are like...
Oh, these are weird.
They are pork rinds. They're like styled to look like bacon, but mm-hmm. they're much lighter than American pork rinds.
I feel like it's just not right to be eating these without alcohol.
You're right. How yeah. about some Icelandic licorice booze?
I'd really like a pilsner. I like the word for I'm assuming it's the word for snack. Snack. S-N-A-K-K.
No, it means something totally different. It means like the existential dread.
Of going to the dentist
of
or going, something?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The snack.
Yeah, that's you. I know we all know that's your existential dread. Your walking fear of dental emergencies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so are there any more savories? What is this? Okay, hold on.
I don't think there are, but I'm not sure what the thing I'm holding is.
Okay, well, let's go in the order that she's telling us. So, lakris, literally Icelandic for literate.
For literacy.
It was a weird, like, clitoris meets literacy.
Oh, I guarantee the term clitoracy, if you Google that,
I'm pretty sure there's a whole book called Clitoracy.
I'm sure there is. And I'm not saying this like I'm criticizing it.
Okay. So lakris covered in sugary chocolate. So this is like bits of licorice in a chocolate bar.
This is great. You're going to hate it. I love this.
Ugh. Ugh.
I'll tell you what this reminds me of.
Oh, this is making my salivary glands hurt.
This is so
gross.
Nostalgic for me because...
That is so
because
weird.
My childhood was like an Icelandic saga in that my parents used to take me and my brothers as young Ugh. Children to Bressler's 33 Flavors, Ugh. Which was the actual name of an ice cream place. At Bressler's 33 Flavors, you could get a side-by-side double scoop cone. And I would always get one scoop of chocolate and one scoop of licorice voodoo, which was their licorice flavor. And like I would slide
Who
my tongue
you?
Down the like the place
of
where the two
you
scoops...
Would. Of course you'd slice yes. your tongue down the place where the two scoops come together.
Yeah.
Of course you would.
And so get a little chocolate flavor, a little licorice flavor, yeah. and that's just what this is like. I'm putting this over here so you don't eat any more of it.
Gross. Okay.
All right, what's next?
Okay, Prince Polo. Also the name of an Icelandic musician. Look up the song Paris. Oh, here's the thorn again. Nordorsons. To listen to while you munch.
Okay, we can do that.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna pause it. I'm gonna grab my computer. We're gonna listen to Prince Polo, which is a fantastic name. I want Prince Polo to be the most foppish person in history.
What does foppish mean?
Oh, like a dandy.
I was gonna say, does it mean dandy?
It means dandy, like you know, wearing like colorful poofy clothes and being like a rich guy from the 18th century.
I think I'm gonna love this because this is like a wafer cookie. Oh,
wait! Don't eat it until I get the music.
Oh, I think I'm going to love this. I think I'm in love already with this. Really? I can't eat it yet?
Go ahead.
I need it. This is not very good, and I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like kind of crunchy air.
That is my second favorite kind of air. The name of the song is Paris Nordursing. Not finding this probably because I am...
Are you misspelling Prince? In this case, it would be P-R-I-N-S.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, no, that's what she said afterwards.
Oh.
Prinz Polo.
Oh, okay. Prinz Polo. Real name, Svavar Petter Einsteinsson.
Awesome.
Is an Icelandic singer-songwriter and experimental artist.
Ooh, play it.
I got it. Here's the song.
Wow.
Oh, I haven't even tasted it yet.
You need to eat your Prinz Polo. Wow.
I like the song. I like the candy.
This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra is the most comfortable bra you'll ever own.
I was hoping that just this once you were going to say it was the most comfortable bra you've ever owned.
Well, I mean, my wife, Lori, who does own a 24/7 t-shirt bra.
In historical terms, you would have owned, but thank God that's not the case now.
Yes, thanks for bringing up like most of terrible human history. Yeah. No, she is her own person and can choose her own bra and loves her 24/7 t-shirt bra.
She is one smart cookie, you know, and I agree with her. I like to think I'm a smart cookie as well.
Absolutely. As we learned on the recent Christmas cookies episode.
Anyway, this bra is really great. I think, I mean, we have been running Third Love ads here on Spilled Milk for a long time. And I got both of my bras before we even started.
Right.
And they are in beautiful condition. I really can't believe it. You know, I mean, ladies, we have all witnessed bras whose like elastic starts to get wonky, or maybe some threads come loose, or oh, God forbid, the underwire should start poking out.
Oh, boy.
None of this is happening to me. I am thrilled.
Those are some terrible things to witness. How's the memory foam holding up?
The memory foam is holding up beautifully. You know, this bra gives me a really lovely shape. You know, sometimes these t-shirt bras, I don't know, they give you kind of this weird fake shape, like this bionic breast shape.
Sure.
And this gives you a really natural and just really attractive, if I may say so, shape.
I would have to agree, even though you're not in the room with me, but I've seen the evidence in person. And
wow, this is getting awkward.
Yeah,
why
do we tell people how they can get one?
Okay. So what you do is you go to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk to get started. Then you order the bra you want. You just pay for shipping. They send it to you. Wear it for 30 days. Do whatever you do in your bra. If you like it, keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't like it, send it back. You will be charged nothing.
So that's thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
So next, hurrah. Haru, ru, ra.
This is the one spelled H-R-A-U-N.
Ran.
What? Okay.
It means lava in Icelandic.
Oh, wow.
Much better than a crunch bar.
It's gotten kind of bloomy, but I'm going to... Yeah, this is like a crunch bar with big pieces of puffed rice or puffed something in it.
I would run to get one of these. When we...
Good work, Prince Polo.
When we run out of this, I'll be very sad.
God! I am sentencing you to eat more licorice. Do you remember when that Icelandic volcano was erupting a few years ago?
Yeah, that wasn't funny.
No, well, but it was funny the part where everybody
the
was
name,
trying
the name
yes,
of
exactly,
it.
Was trying to get people to pronounce the name. Mm-hmm. And also everybody had to run away from it. Ah, we're the worst.
A whole bunch of airports weren't running.
Oh, when I was growing up in Iceland and eating the licorice and chocolate and sliding my tongue into the crevice or whatever, I used to make prank calls and say, is your refrigerator running? Well, it doesn't need to be because we live in Iceland and it's cold.
Oh, you are so proud of yourself.
I know.
Right now. That was a big setup.
Yeah, this whole thing has been a setup. Oh, geez. Okay, what else we got?
Okay. Maryland cookies. Actually a UK product, but I discovered them in Iceland and haven't been able to find them anywhere in the US. Like Chips Ahoy, only better.
That's not hard to do.
And they have better flavors like coconut and hazelnut.
Oh. It's a chocolate coconut Maryland cookie. That's very good.
Oh, my God. It's great. Mmm. Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
There was... If I'm remembering this right, an episode of Planet Money, the podcast that we're better than, we're not. They're better. They did a series of episodes about the Icelandic economy.
Yes.
And they went to the house of the president of Iceland, which seemed like it was not very hard to do.
Yeah. Well, Iceland is so small.
I know.
It's really crazy.
You don't have to tell me. I'm pretending that I grew up there.
Okay. Opal. I tried really hard. Do you remember when there used to be old ladies named Opal? That never happens anymore.
Oh, yeah,
anymore.
For sure.
Gosh, what a loss.
Opal is my mom's birthstone and one of her favorite things.
Cool. Like, along with crescent moons.
Yes. This Opal. Box is amazing.
This box is...
This is a perfect piece of design.
It is. Why don't we take a picture?
I took a picture. We're going
to
post it.
I tried really hard to avoid the licorice, says Aaron, but these breath mint...
Not that hard.
These breath mint-esque candies are too good to ignore. The container is also just pretty. God, you are you are in heaven right now.
Oh, this is unlike any licorice ever. Oh, wow. It's like licorice with menthol and maybe some other like herbals in there.
It's just like Ricola meets licorice meets...
This is bizarre.
Pine Sol.
Yeah, it's all of those things.
I'm really feeling like, I don't know, like the janitor has been through my mouth and has left behind this like general clean smell. General Clean.
Yeah,
What Mr. Clean became when he enlisted.
They made him a general immediately when he enlisted?
Yeah, I mean, that dude, he has been everywhere. I mean, he has so much knowledge.
So like if Anthony Bourdain enlisted, they would make him a general because he's been
don't
everywhere?
Don't compare Mr. Clean to Anthony Bourdain.
You're right.
I mean, don't compare Anthony Bourdain to Mr. Clean.
You're even more right.
Mm-hmm. Ugh, this is terrible. Why am I enduring this?
This is great.
Ugh.
I'm really enjoying this stuff. It's weird. Okay, what
else
we got?
Wait, do you really like that? Like, for real? I mean, I do actually feel like my mouth has just been scrubbed out.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Yeah, no. I think, like, if let's say I were to taste a bunch of flavored condoms and needed something to cleanse my palate... I would reach for an Opal. We just tasted a bunch of flavored condoms for a bonus episode.
Ugh. It's so stuck in my teeth.
I'm going to cleanse my palate now with a bacon snack.
Ugh. Okay.
Looks like we got one more.
Oh, God. Okay. This is called Riza Pristor. Riza simply means king-sized or giant, and the floating threes, aside from their obvious aesthetic appeal... represent the three flavors present, chocolate, caramel, and licorice.
Wow.
Sorry, Molly, she says in parentheses.
This is some cool packaging.
Aaron, you have not apologized enough.
So this Riza Priester packaging, I'm going to make sure we get a picture of this. The type is Cooper Black. It's got a real kind of 70s aesthetic to it, and it's got these threes floating all over it.
Do you not have that Opal stuck in your teeth like crazy?
No, I'm good.
Believe you. Look at you just over there, like, eating licorice. Like, it ain't no thing.
I don't want to say this like I know, like, I'm sure of this, because, like, what the hell do I know?
God, this has been a terrible, terrible episode for my mouth.
I feel like the combination of licorice and chocolate is a real Icelandic thing, because my friend Chris, who lives in Denmark, sometimes brings me chocolate-covered licorice that's Icelandic that she gets in Denmark.
This episode is brought to you by Third Love.
Third Love's 24/7 t-shirt bra might be the most comfortable bra you'll ever own.
It's made out of super soft memory foam. It makes you look good. It feels good. What is not to love?
And you can get a 30-day free trial by going to thirdlove.com/spilledmilk. If you love it, keep it and they'll charge your card. If you don't, send it back and they'll charge you nada.
Woohoo! So start your free trial now at thirdlove.com/spilledmilk.
My favorite thing is the Licorice, which is the milk chocolate bar with licorice nubs in it.
I think my favorite was the Maryland cookie. Or the Hran.
Hran. Oh, yeah, I want to try another bite of Hran.
I don't ever want to eat again. Ugh.
The good news is this is our last episode of the day.
Ugh. Ugh.
So, thank you, listener Aaron.
Thanks. We hope you enjoy the episode wherever you are.
I'm Matthew Hampster Burton.
And I'm Molly Weisenberg. We all know, all of us here in the room, all two of us know that is really what we're here for.
You know I'm not in the room, right?
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your crave.